Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the late 1940s, American bebop landed on the European continent with an explosive impact, galvanizing young musicians and listeners and setting off a ferocious conflict between critics in France as a new jazz culture took hold in the aftermath of World War II. In the next hour, we'll hear live recordings and some studio sides as well made by Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Howard McGhee, Kenny Clarke, and others, with European musicians sometimes sitting in. It's Bebop Comes to Europe, coming up on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie and his big band live in Paris in 1948, performing Oop Papa Da. In the late 1940s, Europe was still emerging from the devastation of the Second World War, but it was also entering a period of great cultural vitality. Existentialism and left-wing politics dominated philosophical discussions, and French New Wave cinema was just a few years away. There was also a keen and growing interest in American films, literature, and music, especially jazz, which had already made inroads before World War II, and which had already given rise to one homegrown European jazz star, guitarist Django Reinhardt. And American jazz itself was in a state of revolutionary upheaval after the rise of bebop, with musicians such as Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie propelling the music into new realms of speed and harmonic dexterity. The seeds of bebop in Europe had already been planted in part through a package of 78s received in 1946 by Charles Delaunay, co-founder of the magazine Le Jazz Hot and former member of the French Resistance, and saxophonist Don Byas, one of the first American musicians to settle into an expatriate existence in post-war France, had made some bebop-influenced recordings that involved European musicians as well. But bebop really broke big in Europe at the beginning of 1948, when first bassist Chubby Jackson and then trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie took groups to Sweden and France. Jackson, who had done time with Woody Herman's modernistic big band, brought along young musicians like trumpeter Conte Condoli and pianist Lou Levy as part of what he called his Fifth Dimension Jazz Group. "We have been treated like royalty," he wrote of the visit in Metronome magazine. "I visited clubs, dance halls, and met most of Sweden's top musicians. Younger or old, all wanted to learn the secret of playing bebop. They dig Charlie Parker and Dizzy back. Such interest in bebop I have never seen in America. They face it exactly for what it is, a new phase of jazz." Chubby Jackson in Sweden on Nightlights.
Jazz fans in Sweden, this is Chubby Jackson, the old bebop professor. We're sure glad to be over here in Sweden playing for you with all the boys. Right now, we'd like to play a little tune written by our trumpet player, Conte Condoli. It's a good example of bebop. We'd like you to hear Crown Pilots. Let it go, boys. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Bassist Chubby Jackson, his Fifth Dimension Jazz Group, and Lemon Drop, recorded in Stockholm, Sweden in January 1948, with Conte Condoli on trumpet, Lou Levy on piano, Frank Sokolow on tenor sax, Terry Gibbs on vibes, and Denzel Best on drums. The same group before that doing Crown Pilots in Stockholm in December 1947. Trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie also played in Sweden less than 2 months after Chubby Jackson made his debut there. After surviving a harrowing ocean trip and dealing with an unscrupulous promoter, the Gillespie Orchestra took first Sweden and then France by storm, touching off a particularly rapturous reaction in Paris. French writer Boris Vian proclaimed that bebop, the most recent evolution in the history of jazz, has conquered Paris, thanks to Dizzy Gillespie. We'll hear music from one of Gillespie's Paris concerts, as well as this from his Sweden tour, Bebop Entering Europe, on Nightlights.
First, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to wish you a very lovely evening, and we would like to open up with Tad Dameron's Our Delight. Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band and Things to Come, live in Paris, France in February 1948. The band before that in Stockholm just a few days earlier, performing Tad Dameron's Our Delight. The enthusiastic reception accorded Gillespie's orchestra did not include prominent French jazz critic Hugues Panassia, who by one account left the concert fulminating that, "I love jazz, but that's not jazz." Panassia oversaw the hot clubs of France, which underwent a convulsive schism between those favoring so-called traditional jazz and those in favor of bebop, with the traditionalist in the HCF at one point calling for a, quote, general liquidation of doubtful elements, in terms that sounded reminiscent of a Stalinist purge. No one could accuse the French of not taking jazz seriously enough. The conflict is chronicled in Tom Pritchard's book After Django, Making Jazz in Post-War France. We'll hear two more young American bebop musicians now who made the European scene in the late 1940s, including saxophonist James Moody, whose recording of I'm in the Mood for Love with a group of Swedish musicians would give the fledgling Prestige label its first hit and lead to vocalist King Pleasure's Moody's Mood for Love reinterpretation. First, trumpeter Howard McGee, who brought his sextet to France in 1948 and participated in a New Orleans versus bebop contest that was refereed by Boris Vian. McGee's group was then asked by Eddie and Nicole Barclay to record for their Blue Star label. Here they are doing Donna Lee on Nightlights.
Thank you.
James Moody and I'm in the Mood for Love, recorded with a group of Swedish musicians in 1949 from the Prestige Records story. Trumpeter Howard McGee before that with Donna Lee from the Jazz in Paris CD Bebop. I'll have more late 1940s Bebop Ambassador recordings in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs, including Paris Noir, a program about expatriate musicians in post-war France, and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. I'm David Bren Johnson, and you're listening to Bebop Comes to Europe on Nightlights. I'm featuring bebop recordings made by American musicians who traveled to Europe in the late 1940s on this edition of Nightlights. One of the key figures in this period and beyond was drummer Kenny Clarke, who had come to Europe with Dizzy Gillespie's big band and stayed behind, becoming an integral part of the modern jazz scene in Europe, eventually forming the Three Bosses with bassist Pierre Michelot and pianist Bud Powell, and co-leading one of the most exciting orchestras of the 1960s and 70s, the Clarke Boland Big Band. We'll hear another drummer in this set who figured prominently in the evolution of bebop, Max Roach, who landed in France in 1949 as a member of Charlie Parker's group and took that group, minus Parker, into the studio to make a recording with James Moody for Charles Delaunay's Disc Vogue label. First, Kenny Clarke with Hubert Foll and his Bebop Minstrels performing a tune with a title that's surely invoking French jazz critic and noted anti-bopper Hugues Panassia, Assi Panassi on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Drummer Max Roach in Tomorrow's, based on the tune Yesterday's, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, James Moody on tenor sax, Al Haig on piano, and Tommy Potter on bass. Drummer Kenny Clark before that was saxophonist Hubert Full's Bebop Minstrels and Assi Panassi, recorded in October 1949. In May 1949, another signal moment occurred for bebop in Europe with the Paris Jazz Festival, which played host to a slew of bebop talents from America, including pianist Tad Dameron and the young trumpeter Miles Davis. The trip was monumental in several respects for Davis, who met Jean-Paul Sartre and Pablo Picasso and fell in love with a young actress, Juliette Gréco. Decades later, he looked back nostalgically on his time in France in his autobiography. "It changed the way I looked at things forever," Davis said. "I loved being in Paris and loved the way I was treated. Paris was where I understood that all white people were not the same, that some weren't prejudiced." The music that his and Dameron's quintet performed went over big with their Parisian audience, and in this live recording we'll hear Davis himself introducing a number, a rare instance of his speaking voice before the 1950s throat operation that left him with his famous raspy tone, as well as a rather excited French radio announcer, Miles Davis and Tad Dameron on Nightlights.
For our next selection, we'd like to play an original by Tad Dameron, Good Bait.
Bebop de Tad Dameron. Bebop, c'est-à-dire se livrant à la forme d'improvisation la plus moderne du jazz. Cet orchestre est composé de Tad Dameron, un des pianistes de l'école moderne, Miles Davis à la trompette, James Moody, ancien saxophoniste ténor du fameux Gillespie, notre ami Kenny Clark à la batterie et Stila à la basse. Thank you. C'était l'orchestre de Tad Damon et Miles Davis que vous avez entendu dans des improvisations de style tout à fait moderne.
Trumpeter Miles Davis and pianist Tad Dameron performing Dameron's Good Bait at the May 1949 Paris Jazz Festival, with James Moody on saxophone, Barney Spieler on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. Davis's recent boss and king of the beboppers, Charlie Parker, was in Paris for that festival as well. Parker would return to Europe the following year and record with some Swedish musicians such as trumpeter Rolf Eriksson, who impressed him with their improving fluidity in the language of bop. In years to come, more American jazz artists, including Thelonious Monk, Clifford Brown, Chet Baker, and Jerry Mulligan, would also travel to Europe, which by then had developed its own generation of talented bebop-oriented musicians. But Parker's May 1949 arrival in Paris was the culmination of what Chubby Jackson and Dizzy Gillespie had begun nearly a year and a half before, the conquest of Europe by bebop. British pianist Marion McPartland, reviewing Parker's French concerts for Downbeat, wrote, "The band had a tremendous beat, and Parker, displaying his prodigious technique and originality of ideas, wove in and out of the rhythmic patterns laid down by Max Roach to the accompaniment of ecstatic cries of Formidable from the Fanatics, Charlie Parker and Barbados on Nightlights."
Thank you.
I closed with Charlie Parker performing Anthropology in Sweden in 1950 with Rolf Eriksson on trumpet. Parker in Paris before that in 1949 doing Barbados with a group that included Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Al Haig on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Tom Pritchard and Michael McGurr. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. Carry out and delivery information at 812-323-2233. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.